Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. We got Jeffrey Zabar here. That's right. Jeff is here. Jeff is back. Jeffrey is a 1999 model. We've already had his 16th anniversary. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's the author of Safe at Home, Home Office Know-How, and Teleworking and Telecommuting. Those three books, very important home-based business books. If you're a party of one, you'll get a lot out of them. He's an award-winning journalist and our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Pleasure to be with you, as always, Jim.
So, the Europeans have an interesting thing going on over there, Jeff. They have passed a law that allows you to be forgotten. Have you been following that?
I've been following a little bit of it where they're talking to the search engines to say, pull results or pull
They just want to disappear off the face of the internet, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Or can they just choose what needs to disappear? Like if I've got an unfortunate photograph from a frat party, can I take that off? Do you know anything about that?
Well, I've been following it a little bit, not too closely. I think what they're referring or what they're calling it is sort of delisting, and they're worried about social media sort of privacy invasion. And so what we're seeing is, a backlash. And, it's the two sides to the coin that is social media, that is especially free social media.
Mm-hmm.
So we, many of us, and I know you're against this in many ways, and you're not out there giving it all away online as far as social media and telling your inside story that people...
Nobody wants to know what I had for lunch.
Exactly, and you're not quick to tell them. And I think that's a key point that many of us sort of forget. But it is, again, two sides to the coin, where one, especially if we look at it for a business owner, in some ways we want to give that stuff away. I have a guy down here, and I've spoken about him before, not by name, but by sort of inference and just sort of anecdote, who runs a tech firm, and he's always talking about his clients that he works with, and always talking about the job that he just did. And he weaves it into conversation.
What if that should have been confidential? I want to come back to the thing on Europe, though, and quickly, and that is that over there, there's this kerfuffle between the big platforms,
right,
social media and the search engines, and people who and a statute, an actual statute. I know it's in France, and I'm not sure about the rest of the countries where you can say I want to just disappear. I don't want to be part of it. What do they call it? Is a term they use for that? I choose to be left alone or something like that. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I've forgotten the exact term.
We can look it up.
Anyway.
Right to be forgotten.
Yeah,
I think it's a right to be forgotten ruling.
Yeah,
I think
there you go.
Yeah.
So that's that. We don't have that here in America, but we do have issues, though, don't we, about security. Because we don't have that, I mean, even if we don't want to be forgotten, we do want to be protected, don't we?
We want to be protected, and I think part of it falls to us. Look, in Europe, you'll see a lot more laws of this type that get passed, where I don't think you'd see a law like that get passed unless something went horribly wrong, but even then it doesn't happen. We've seen that with other laws where things go wrong and, laws get proposed and nothing moves forward. So I think that what it requires is that we be a little more thoughtful about what we're posting, and especially be more aggressive when negative commentary is out there, especially if it is erroneous or even if it is slanderous or libelous, depending on the forum, that we're aggressive in protecting our names. There's a number of different services and sites that come up. If someone slams you in Yelp and they get something wrong, you try and look for a way to counteract that, refute it online, or go to the source or go to the organization and say, look, this was wrong, here's why it was wrong. But you don't know if you're not following it. So how many of us, for example, and I know you do this, and I used to do this more aggressively when I was doing more of the home office consulting side, I would set up Google Alerts. And that's just go to google.com/alert, and you can put in keywords that you want tracked every day or however often you want it done. And then an email will be sent to your inbox to tell you these are some you know, hits that came up in the past 24 hours or, again, however long, to say, you know, that include your name or your industry or your competitors' names or anything out there. So you're able to track some of what, not certainly not all, but some of what's being said about you. Especially, you know, you want to know what's being said that's good about you. You also especially want to know what's being said that might be, if not, again, libelous or slanderous as such, something that needs,
refutation. You have to do this. You have to keep up with it. And so, you know, people who are in business, as you say, people who want to have their brand promoted, we walk a line between wanting the good stuff and not wanting the bad stuff, right? And so that's the challenge. And there's some things that sometimes you get bad stuff, and it's your own making. You didn't do a good job, right?
Right.
And sometimes you get bad stuff, and it's just somebody being bad, being hateful, right?
Right.
So what do you do?
First off, you strive for excellence. At every turn, you strive for excellence. You do the best you can. Mm-hmm. Mistakes happen. Good things happen to bad. You know, bad things happen to good people. Good things happen to bad people too. But you know, as the book said, you know, bad things happen to good people. And then, if you make a mistake, own up. If somebody slams you, rightfully so, in an online review, go to them. My brother had that. He had a he sells product on eBay, and he's always had glowing reviews. He had one bad review. Which he's very sensitive. He doesn't make a business out of it, but he's very sensitive to this.
Right.
So he contacted the person, how can I make it right? And ultimately he worked it out, but he made that effort, and it was
did he
not
get
warranted.
He didn't get the person to go back and say, hey, I was unhappy, but the guy contacted me, and now he made me happy.
He got them to pull the negative review.
Okay, either pull it or a follow-up, because, I mean, if you fix something, you have the right to ask them to put that up too.
Absolutely. Now, you may not expect them. You can hope that they will. There should be no expectation that somebody will do that. And as you said, you know, you don't know the source. So sometimes people are just out there, and something could come in at you could deliver 99%, but that 1% is going to throw them off.
Why couldn't you go in then, if they don't do it, why couldn't you go in and comment on that and say, well, this customer was correct, we messed up, we contacted them, we fixed it, and the last time I talked to him, he was a very happy camper.
Yeah, absolutely you can.
You
should.
You got
to
do that.
You got to protect your own reputation. You got to be the mouthpiece.
This internet
for
thing is produces a double-edged sword, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It works for you on the one side, it can work against you, and you have to be diligent. I think that's the main thing you're trying to get across, is diligent about getting these things reconciled.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.